Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Girl Unfiltered podcast. Coming at you with a juicy solo podcast episode today, all about sales. Ooh, does even the word sales trigger you? We're going to look at how to even approach a sales call, what it represents for you, yourself, and your business, the structure of a sales call, handling objections, and of course, most importantly, because this is really the key thing when it comes to quote unquote sales, is your mindset around them. So we're going to look at all of those juicy things, because actually today I had a client session with one of my one-to-one clients, and we walked through all of this and we mapped her call structure out and really created such a solid foundation for her sales calls and her business and the mindset that she has around them. And you guys, she thought, and this is, she'd be fine with me sharing this with you, but she thought she already had worked on this and yet her sales weren't converting. So I knew that there was a disconnect, and she was like a brand new person by the end of us having walked through this. And she, I know, is just about to smash it because she's completely reframed it for herself. So even if you think, oh, I've worked on sales scripts before, or, you know, I'm not that nervous about sales, I don't know, whatever you might be thinking, please listen, because this might just have one, even just one juicy nugget that could transform your business and your income and your earnings. So before further ado, or no, oh my God, you don't even say before further ado, without further ado, let's just jump right in and let me go straight to my teachings and my training. So before we even look at the structure or how you're going to map out your sales calls in your business, I want you to just ask yourself this question and really be honest about the answer that comes up for you. And there is no judgment here. I mean, we've all got programming around this, but how do you currently view sales? What does the thought of sales make you feel? What comes up for you physically, emotionally, whenever you think about getting on a sales call? When you are being quote unquote sold to, what does that bring up for you too? Because that might bring awareness of some of your mindset and beliefs around it too. Because let's be honest, I mean, we all have this image of a sleazy car salesman. I feel like that's what we've all been programmed to believe. That's what sales are. And even though I'm talking about the sales call or sales in business, I just want you to know that I very rarely ever use the word sales, because that's not what it represents for me. I actually feel like it's called value. I give value and I receive value. And that's the way that I view it. But I'll dig more deeply into that later on. But first, bring awareness to what sales make you feel. Because ultimately, sales should never, ever feel slimy or sleazy or uncomfortable. They're such an empowering and integral part of your business. And you're empowering the other person by giving them permission to invest in you. So you need to first reframe whatever sales ultimately mean to you. But of course, the awareness around what they mean to you, well, that comes first. So here's what I don't believe sales are about. And yet this is what most people are programmed to think sales are. So I do not believe that sales are about slimy tactics, tricking someone out of money, taking from someone, or going straight for the money, as in going straight for the kill. Because I didn't come up with this analogy, but this is how I view it also. Like, sales are like dating. Oh gosh, could you imagine, before you even gotten to know the other person, that person asking for you to marry them or going down on one knee? I don't care how hot the person is. I'm sorry, but you're going to be a little bit freaked out and probably want to turn and run in the opposite direction. That's definitely what I would do. I don't know about you. And maybe that's a new way for you to bring awareness to what your sales cycle and your customer relationships are like. Like, it's all about nurturing, 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 and then having and being given the permission to then ask for the sale. And again, I'll get more into detail about that. But here is what I believe it is about. I believe sales are about giving. I believe it's about an exchange of energy. I believe it's about connection, trust, support, respect, value, and empowerment. And that is the energy that I approach sales with. And that is why I have so much fun on these calls. I have so much fun on my sales calls. I don't get nervous. I don't get uncomfortable. And I'll even go into more detail on why that is. But I also want you to know that that was not in any capacity what they felt like before I did my money mindset work. I used to feel so uncomfortable. I used to get so nervous at the point of the call when I had to now talk about my pricing. Oh God, I just wasn't standing in my worth. It wasn't a good experience. So the information that I'm going to share with you and what I talk about in this podcast episode, I'm hoping it's going to help you see how I shift that so that you can shift into viewing sales in the most empowering way. So before we even talk about the sales call within itself, I mean, this definitely ties into it, but I want to talk about the process of even generating and creating those sales calls so that somebody wants to find out more about you or find out more about working with you or sign up for a group coaching program or a product or service that you do, whatever it is. I want you to look at the nurturing process of how you generate that within your business. So this is, getting behind the scenes and personal in my own business, but I don't ever push somebody to get on a call with me because I don't believe that that is the most attractive energy that I could put out there, which would then, I believe, cut off my powers of manifestation and attractiveness to a potential client. So we're coming back now to the dating analogy. If somebody is forcing you to go on a date or asking you out before you have initiated or given them permission to do that, I believe it can be quite unnerving, unattractive, and a very big turnoff. And I believe sales are very, very similar. It is a dating process. So how and why do I have people reaching out to me on a weekly basis to learn more about my high ticket coaching offers? Well, it's because all I focus on is holding space for them. So imagining that my arms are just flung open wide, that I am the container for the breakthroughs that they need, the support that they're craving, the shifts that they want to make in their money mindset and their business. I simply show up and hold space for them to come to me because that is the most empowering way I believe that I can energetically approach this thing called quote unquote sales in my business. I don't believe in ever forcing anything because I think that pushes people away, as I said. So I show up on a consistent basis, whether it is on social media, in my emails, in my email sequences, right here on my podcast, and I just simply show up as me. I show up as my authentic self in my power, and I share my toolkits, I share the value and the breakthroughs that I support women with. I talk about money mindset on a daily basis. And all I'm doing is simply holding space, attractive space for somebody to come to me when they feel they're ready to take that extra step in signing up to have this kind of a sales call with me, even though I don't call it a sales call because that's not the way that I look at it. So I want you to think about in what way you're energetically holding space for people within your own business. And this can even be with a product. It doesn't even have to be with a service. How are you showing up on a consistent basis in your own self-worth and in your own value that makes you an attractive person to invest in for that other person? And so that's why I really believe that I am like maxed out on my one-to-one clients because I have people coming to me instead of me having to approach them. So I just want to interrupt today's episode to remind you guys that you can still sign up for my free 5-day money magnet bootcamp. This is something I've never offered before, and I'm so excited to hold space for all of your transformations that are going to take place during these 5 days. It's going to be live teaching from me. It's going to be very interactive. I'm very excited to get to know all of you. And this is for the lady who is ready to take her finances, her money, and her business to the next level. If you are ready to bust through some blocks and become a total magnet when it comes to money, then this is the place to be. It's going to be very intimate, very interactive, and I'm going to be packing a lot of value into these 5 days. It's going to involve a really personal, like private pop-up Facebook group, which is something I've never done before, but it's because I want to really hold like a really beautiful energetic container for all of you to go through this transformation. So the link to that is below. All you have to do is sign up and then you'll get all of the instructions to what those 5 days and what that week is going to look like. But man, gosh, it's going to be pretty epic. It's going to be pretty deep. And if you're ready to really bust through some money mindset blocks, then please, please, please come and join me. Please show up for yourself because you don't want to miss this opportunity. So the link is below and we kick things off on Monday, the 10th of August. So you've got just a few more days left to sign up and I cannot wait to virtually meet you. So if you do sign up, go and DM me at girl_unfiltered and let me know that you're joining me for this 5 day bootcamp because I'm like really am excited to get to know you guys more on a personal level. So come say hi and I hopefully will see you there. So now let's look at the sales call within itself. What does the sales call represent for you in your business? Is it an opportunity to take money from somebody? Or could you define it in a much more empowering way? So here's how I define it for myself and my business. I look at this call, it's normally a 60-minute call because I normally run over, but I look at it as an opportunity for me to connect with another human being and hold space for an actual breakthrough and for an empowering journey for them within the actual call. Because what is my business? Well, I'm a coach. I offer support. I offer breakthroughs specifically around money mindset. So my role and my aim is for them to leave the call feeling more empowered, not less. So that is my mindset when I approach these calls. Notice that I haven't even mentioned anything about the sale. But when you think about it, what is going to be more empowering for that person? What is 99% of the time going to be more empowering for that person? It's going to actually involve making the commitment and taking the leap to sign up and work with me. And I know that wholeheartedly. And my job, therefore, is simply to empower them as the coach in the best way I possibly can for them to take that leap and for them to feel as comfortable going all in and saying yes to that. So notice how it hasn't become anything to do with anything sleazy or slimy or taking or needy. My whole frame around this call is about empowerment. So maybe you need to go journal and get a pen and paper and think, what do you want this sales call to represent for you in your business, in the kind of business that you have? What do you want it to feel like? What do you want the experience to be like? And what do you want it to represent? So now let's talk about the actual structure of a call. And before I came on to record this podcast, I actually had to physically type this up because I've become so used to simply holding space for the other person on the call. I had to think, how do I actually structure it? So this isn't a rigid, fixed way. Let me just paraphrase this. Like it's not, I don't have a stuck way of navigating these sales calls. I really am intuitive on them. I listen to what the other person needs and I go with the flow. But saying that, there is somewhat of a structure to the sales call. And especially if you're beginning out in sales, you do kind of want to be aware of what that structure should feel like and what that journey should be like for the person that you're speaking with. And just have that clear in your mind because it's also going to set a solid foundation for you. It's going to create clarity and confidence for you. So here in general, and knowing that this is a little generalized as well, is what the structure of the call looks like for me. So obviously beginning with introductions and really, creating rapport with the person that's genuine and authentic and showing up with the best energy and making that person feel comfortable. But then I begin with the first gear. And notice I'm going to talk about different gears because I look at the sales call as somewhat like shifting gears in a car, and you are the one in the driver's seat. Notice that. So we'll talk about the difference between each gear as you shift through it. So first gear is understanding and asking what that person is currently struggling with. Why have they signed up to talk to you? What do they feel that you could support them with? And allowing them to voice them, because, oh my gosh, when do we ever get a chance to really talk to another human being about the struggles, the internal battles, or the external ones, whatever they might be that you're going through? This is so, so important. So the struggles and stretches that that person is currently experiencing, giving them a space to air that out. Second gear is now shifting into a different way or different experience within the call, is giving them a moment to just put those struggles aside and actually look at what their dream case scenario might be. So we now understand what they're struggling with, but what's the opposite of that? What is on the other end of that? What would be their dream case scenario? What would they really love to create in their life, their business, their finances, or whatever that might be for them? Now, the reason that we're asking this is to then go into the third gear. Now, I believe, and some people and coaches out there may disagree with me on this, but hey, look, I have like a 99% sign up rate when it comes to my quote unquote sales calls. So I believe that this is an important part of the call. The third part of it for me is actually giving that person a breakthrough. Now, some people might think, well, you know, they haven't paid for this, they haven't signed up for this, they haven't whatever. Do you give away all of your value? And I don't look at it that way. I have a high ticket offer for this person at the end of this call. And I want them to feel like they're safe in my hands. I want to give them an experience that gives them a taste of what it is like to actually work with me. And let's come back to how I framed this entire call, this entire sales call, even though I keep hating calling it a sales call. It's about empowerment for the other person and empowerment for me. And I want to give that person a breakthrough that will leave them feeling empowered. So third section of this call for me is giving them a breakthrough, allowing them to experience a coaching breakthrough. And it's normally linked to obviously what they have discussed they are struggling with. And you've got to make that breakthrough mean whatever it might mean for your business and what your offer is at the end of this. Now, the fourth gear, this is when we're kicking it up another notch. Now we want to look at how you are the solution, but first, how you bridge the gap for that solution. So if you're thinking about it like a bridge, like an actual bridge, at the beginning of this call, this person has discussed what they are struggling with, where they are currently at in their struggles. They then discuss what their dream case scenario is. And I want you to look at it almost and maybe even discuss this with them. It's like there's a bridge in between what they're struggling with and what their dream case scenario is. And it is now your moment to help shine a light on the steps that need to be taken and the solutions that would cause them to bridge the gap between those two places in their life. So if somebody is struggling with their money mindset and they really want to make X amount of money per month in their business, well, here is my chance now, especially after they've already had a breakthrough, to shine a light on how we can bridge that gap. Five. Okay, so now that you have explained how you can bridge that gap, now is when you want to, I believe, ask for permission to be that solution. So this is when I would ask, now that we've been through all of those other gears in the call, is would you like to hear more about how I can help you specifically? Would you like to hear more about my 12-week one-to-one coaching package or whatever that might be for you? Why am I asking for permission? Well, because I'm not a sleazy, slimy car salesman who just goes straight in for the kill. I want them to give me permission to talk about that so that they are comfortable now shifting gears into this space in the call where we are inevitably going to talk about money. So, I mean, not always. Obviously, the person's going to answer that yes. Okay, great. Now is your chance to step into the worth and the value of what you provide. This is where you get to really shine a light on how you are a solution. And we'll talk about how important your own money mindset is in this section of the call, because it is so key. And then the final gear that you're probably going to have to go into is now handling the objections or the real internal fears or potential blocks that they have towards making that a final yes, towards you actually receiving that sale. And that is where you truly have got to stand in your power and your worth. Because again, coming back to, why are you there? Why are you showing up in this call? You're there to empower them. And this is where your own worth and value and money mindset, you know, that energy is really, really going to shine forth in this section of the call. So you've really got to make sure that all of that is dialed in, because this is where you really have got to hold space for the other person. And if you're currently struggling in your own money mindset and you have blocks around investing or believing in yourself and your product, then that final gear is going to be so freaking clunky and uncomfortable that the other person is really going to sense it. They just will. And this is why I would have maybe up until the fourth or fifth gear, such a great call with somebody, and then it got really uncomfortable going into the fifth or the sixth gear, because I wasn't standing in my own money mindset and worth. So let's shift gears now on this podcast episode into how you can make that as seamless as possible for yourself. So I'm just going to say it because it's true. If you haven't worked on your own money mindset yet and you're experiencing multiple no's when it comes to your sales call, then I'm really, really going to ask you to reflect on what work you need to do. I mean, internal work, not strategy work, internal mindset work, for you to release whatever blocks or beliefs are actually stopping you from making these sales calls feel as seamless as they possibly can. And I will also say that I believe, because this happened in my own business, that whatever your own money mindset beliefs are, they are very often going to show up in the clients that, or potential clients that you're attracting. So if you're attracting a lot of people who simply can't afford you, or who have many objections around being able to, I don't know, actually afford the pricing that you have, or they say it's not for me now, or I have to go away and talk about it with my partner. If you're coming up against that kind of stuff, then very often it's due to your own money mindset, because I believe our businesses are simply a reflection of what's going on within us. And as soon as I did my deep, deep, deep internal work, man, like everything changed. Everything changed. I stopped attracting the clients that couldn't afford me. I mean, honestly, almost every call I get on now, somebody right then and there says that they want to sign up to work with me. And I'm not even, it's not that they're mega rich suddenly, it's that they understand that the investment that they're making in working with me is 100% worth it, because I know that it's worth it, and they can sense that in my energy. So this leads me into really what is key when it comes to your sales call, is that it's not just about what you say. Yeah, great if you have a sales script. Great if you've mapped out the structure of the sales call. Okay, wonderful. But actually, it's about your energy and your mindset, because people will sense that. And people will sense if you feel nervous around the price. And that is why doing the internal work before you step onto these calls is so, so important. So without going really deep into what your individual money mindset beliefs or blocks might potentially be, here's a couple reasons why there might be some nervousness coming up for you around the price. So you may be making assumptions on that sales call. And what do we always say about assumptions? So either maybe you've made the assumption, or you believe that they can't afford it, and that's making you nervous. So maybe you've already decided in the back of your mind, this person can't afford to work with me. Now, I just want to caution you into ever making that assumption about somebody, because I know I've once or twice, or maybe more than once or twice, possibly thought that when I've gotten on a sales call and I've reminded myself to put that completely to one side. And that person has gone ahead and signed up with me, or even gone ahead and signed up to pay in full. So never, ever make an assumption. But I mean, you can protect yourself by understanding the person that you're about to get on the call with by having them fill out a form or questionnaire before you get on the call. But never, ever make an assumption about what this person can or can't afford, because that is not your business. It is not your business to know specifically what is in their savings accounts or what they are willing to put on a credit card to make this kind of an investment. So no more assumptions. But what might also, or inevitably, this is normally the reason why you're feeling nervous, is that you believe that they might judge you for charging what you're about to tell them that you charge, or you don't believe in the value of what it is that you're charging. So if you're out of alignment with your own prices, that is obviously going to bring up nervousness for you, and that will totally show in your sales call. And that is why being in alignment with your prices is the most important thing that you'll do for your sales in your business. So maybe you need to go away and just write a list of all of the value that you provide as a result of this sale, even if it's a product, even if you're selling a product, but especially if you're selling a service, because so many people are trying to transition out of charging an hourly rate and all of that stuff. I really want you to go away and actually look at what the value is that you're providing and the results that you're providing in the long run for this person as a result of them signing up for you. Not just in, let's say, the 6 weeks or the 12 weeks that they're working with you. What is the real result and value that they're going to experience in their life moving forward as a result of working with you? Because that is actually what they're signing up for. They're not signing up because you've just listed all of the 12 modules in this program that you provide. They're actually signing up because your energy and your confidence is behind the results that you provide. And if you need to go away and make that list and then have it in front of you before you get on this sales call to remind yourself of all the value that you provide, then so be it. Do whatever you need to do to be fully behind your value, the results you provide, and fully in your confidence when you get on this call. And that is why I just don't get nervous when I switch gears into the quote unquote sale on my sales call, because I am so, so solid in my prices. I am so, so, so aligned with them. And honestly, if somebody were to reflect back at me on a call that they thought I was too expensive, which never, ever happens, or they have uneasiness around it, it would still never, ever sway me. It wouldn't sway me at all. It would be like, this is what my husband says, it would be like telling a sailor that they look seasick. Like, it's ridiculous. That would be ridiculous to me, because I am just so confident in my prices and so confident in my money mindset. So instead of seeing what could potentially be their fears or uncomfortableness around the price, I would never see that as a reflection on me. Instead, I look at how I can empower them to bust through that fear and feel confident and go all in and make it a yes, so that they get off of the call feeling as empowered as they possibly can. But notice that I don't let it get me out of alignment. So now let's talk about one of the most important parts of the sales call. One of the most empowered gears that you need to shift into as the leader that you are. And that is when you are going to have to handle the objections. And I just want to really point out that this is a normal part of a sales call. And it's normal for somebody to have a few questions or perhaps feel a little bit of anxiety or fear as they make this big decision to make an investment in working with you or using your product. And we've got to really respect that. And one of the ways that I like to approach this is by helping the other person understand that I really, really know what it's like to be in their shoes, because I've been in their shoes. I've been the person who's been having to make that kind of a decision when it comes to investing in herself. And so I like to reflect that back in my sales call and say, I completely understand. Look, I've been where you have been. And Let me just share maybe some of my experiences of what that was like and what it has felt like subsequently since I made that investment. And I share that from a really honest and truthful place because we're real human beings with real, real emotions. And I also want to say that in this part of the call, it is so important for you to embrace your inner leader. And this is your chance to really step up and hold space for the shift that this person needs to go through for them to go all in and say yes to themselves. And that means also doing a little bit of investigating. So you're going to have to put a little bit of your investigator hat on. So let's say, you know, one of the biggest objections that somebody might have is the cost. So after I've said my prices, I really openly and honestly give space for the other person to reflect back to me how that feels for them. And look, I'm also a money mindset coach, so this is also my area of expertise, but we've all got to play a little bit of a role in our sales calls when it comes to that. So I like to say, look, now that I've shared my prices, how does that feel for you and what does that bring up for you? Because I want to give space for them to really know that it's a safe environment for them to share what is openly and honestly going on within them. Instead of it just being like, well, now I've said my prices and now it might feel really uncomfortable and now it might feel really awkward and they're not saying yes straight away. So, oh no, okay, maybe I should just get off of the call and yeah, it's fine. Okay, get back to me whenever you've made your decision. Okay, bye. Like, that's not going to feel good for anybody. So allow them to share what is coming up for them now that you've shared your prices. Give them the space. Do not fall into the trap here of trying to speak like really quickly and hold the space in the conversation. Actually, let them speak. Let them open up as they marinate on the prices and the options and what's the best decision for them. Now, if there is a money objection, if they are feeling like, okay, this is more expensive than I thought, or I don't know if I can afford that right now, you don't know what is actually in their bank accounts. You don't know what kind of investment they are willing to make. You don't know if they're willing to put it on a credit card. You don't know what this person's circumstances. You don't know what a big investment feels like for this person. So we really have to dig a little bit deeper because very, very often it isn't actually to do with the money, you guys. Very often it's to do with the deeper sense of perhaps self-worth. So the person might actually think it's about the money, but what it might really be about is, do they feel worthy of making this investment in themselves? And do they believe in themselves enough to make this kind of investment? Because a big fear might be, well, what if it doesn't work out for me? Or am I ready for this? Or can I handle this shift? Because by them investing in you, they're calling in an up level in their lives. And what that really brings up is fear of the unknown. So they might actually feel less scared about what the actual cost is and more scared of what this new version of them might be who's made this investment or said yes to this level of coaching or this transformation in their lives. And just you as the leader on this phone call really have to honor that and give them the clarity that they need to really understand what the truth of the fear is, because then you get to step up as the leader again and really reflect back to them what their why is, what their dream case scenario is, why they signed up for the call, and why they're here talking to you right there in front of you and what they actually want. And you get to really support them in that transition and releasing some of the fear, releasing some of the anxiety, whatever you need to do to help make them feel safe. But that means really, really being the leader and helping them dig deeper into what that fear is. And that takes confidence within you. That means really allowing this section of the phone call or the Zoom call or whatever it is that you use to breathe. This is the point that the conversation has got to breathe. And that means you have to breathe too. So be aware of your body language in this moment, because your own money mindset stuff might be coming up and you don't want that to muddy the waters. So in this moment, physically, take a big deep breath in. Make sure you maybe, if they can't see above your table, put your hands on your stomach and just let yourself focus on breathing and not, you know, clenching your hands so that they are tight, opening them up, pulling your shoulders back, like being in this really beautiful open and having this beautiful open body language is going to help keep your body calm and safe and centered. All of these are such important elements in a call like this. And maybe you might have the confidence to even straight out ask, is it really the money that you're worried about? Or may I ask if there is something else that is making you nervous about making this investment? Is there a deeper fear here? And open up that conversation. Or ask them, if money wasn't an issue, let's put money aside for one moment because I want you to feel empowered and I don't want money to ever be an issue that gets in the way of that. If money wasn't an issue, do you have any other questions? Do you have any other concerns or queries about what it would be like working with me or what's involved in this 12-week program? And continuing that conversation, this is such an important part of the conversation because maybe they're worried about time management or transformations maybe other clients have had or what it actually really looks like to work with you. What's involved in that? What's the commitment? And this is where you get to answer those questions. So you don't want to have this person just jump off of the call. You want to say, look, I'm here right now. Now is the time to ask me these questions and let me support and guide you through this. And that means being the leader. Notice that I keep using the word leader. And this idea of being the leader is something that I really want to kind of leave as the finishing thing that we think about when it comes to sales calls, because you are the leader in this call. And that doesn't mean, now, maybe you need to define or use a word that feels the most empowering for you. Leadership doesn't mean in any way being aggressive or forceful, taking up too much space. Leaders listen, leaders hold space, leaders can be gentle and kind and caring. So don't confuse what I mean by leader there. But it's so important that when this person shows up for this call with you, that you take leadership over it, because it is a very vulnerable thing. It's very vulnerable. I've been in that position. For somebody to sign up for a call with you, it means they're coming to you with perhaps a problem or an issue that they want to break through in their lives. And that is vulnerable. It's very, very vulnerable to ask for help. And you need to provide the safe container for them to allow their walls to just kind of melt away and for them to feel safe opening up to you. And so that means structuring the call. That means inviting at the very beginning of the call and saying, look, this is what the structure of this call is going to be like. And leading from the beginning, like, this is what it might look like. This is what we want to talk about. I'd love to just begin by asking you this. And instead of it being like, hi, hello, yeah, the weather's nice. Okay, great, yeah. And then you aren't taking the lead in what comes next in the conversation. And I can honestly say that this was even my experience recently, is I actually was on the other end of a sales call and I signed up to have a call with somebody who I'm looking for support with in my business in a very, very specific area. And I reflected back on this call after I'd been on it. And I was like, why does something feel off for me? And it was actually because I ended up having to take the leadership position. And maybe that says something about me, and I'll put my hands up and say that. But there was no like introduction in the beginning of the call that made me feel like this person was taking ownership of the call or had any kind of structure or even was used to asking me the questions that needed to be answered in this call. And that was really what was missing. And that could genuinely be a make or break experience for somebody that might sign up to work with you, even if you are an expert at what you do. So have a structure, you know, let it be fluid, but take the authority and leadership position in the beginning so that the other person can feel safe just being in your presence. So I hope that this open and honest conversation about some of my reflections when it comes to sales has helped bring clarity to your own sales calls and that it will empower you and also help you realize that sales can be such a fun and feel-good aspect in your business. And not only are you empowering yourself, you're really empowering the other person that you're having and sharing this experience with. So I would love to hear what your biggest aha moment is from this podcast episode. So go ahead and screenshot that you're listening to this episode and then share what your biggest takeaway is and tag me and share it in your stories, or go ahead and DM me at girl_unfiltered and let me know what you loved about this podcast episode. I haven't really talked so openly and honestly about sales before, and I think this is now something that I'm realizing so many of you are struggling with and something that I intend to share more about. And hey, maybe there's a program in the works where I could really deep dive into sales mindset. But at the key of it, and I think that that's something that probably you're hearing throughout this podcast episode, is really working on your own money mindset, because that's what you're bringing to the table. And when you work on your own money mindset and stand in full confidence of your worth and your value and your prices, really the conversation just has freedom to flow and doesn't have to be this complicated, icky, palm sweaty feeling. It can be such a beautiful experience. So I'm sending you guys lots and lots of love, and I can't wait to chat with you again soon.